Dilemma 11. I am seriously overweight and my husband is downloading porn. Here is the dilemma. I have several predicaments, all interlinked. 1. I have been stuck in a bad place with my weight ever since my two kids were born 6 and 7 years ago. Whilst I was never skinny, I managed my weight well enough with frequent returns to Weight Watchers. My husband has never seen me thin, neither have I. I put myself through weight loss surgery 3 years ago, which has been largely unsuccessful since I am now heavier than I was before the surgery. The gastric band makes my life unpleasant at times and my husband and mother think I should have it removed so that I can at least eat normally again, that is, meat, fruit and vegetables, which don't go down well at the moment unless cooked to mush. I'm inclined to keep it just in case one day I might be in the right frame of mind to make it work. I hate being fat, don't like the way I look, can't find clothes to fit and shy away from social situations because of it, which brings me to the second predicament. 2. My self-esteem is low at the best of times, but right now, very low. I am well-educated, bilingual with French, have lived, worked and studied all over the world, have always walked into good jobs easily, but continue to believe I'm faking it. I currently hold a management-level job in a large French company. I don't feel good enough for the job and always think that if I was thinner, I'd do better and be taken more seriously in my professional environment. That said, even when I was at my thinnest ever, I had similar feelings. My low self-esteem makes me not very pleasant to be around sometimes. I'm lethargic, easily irritable, highly sensitive. 3. My husband of many years loves me, but lately, he tells me that he's not so sure anymore. He's a really decent human being, which is one of the reasons I chose to marry him, but some years into our marriage, he started to get into porn on the internet. This came to light when I was pregnant with our first child, and coincidentally, at the same time, we discovered that my family man, strong moral values father had been cheating on my mother for over 30 years with a string of affairs to his name. I was completely devastated when all of this came out and was very depressed throughout the pregnancy and after. To this day I still suffer bouts of depression. I have never spoken to anyone about it before as I have always considered that I'm strong enough to deal with my problems on my own. My husband was contrite and stopped trawling the porn sites. I didn't trust anything he did for a long time after that, but had finally put it behind me when last week I discovered that he has been downloading pictures of naked women again for over a year and had built up a huge collection, hidden on our shared computer. Again I am angry and hurt, also by the realization that this must have started around the same time he stopped having sex with me. When confronted, he immediately deleted his collection again. I can't work out whether I'm being too hard on him because this is something all normal men will do or whether I am right to expect him to meet the moral standards I always thought he had. I think men who look at porn are sleazebags. I was brought up in a puritanical environment, despite later discovering that that was a facade for my father. I hate what this is doing to my mind. I feel a mixture of attraction and repulsion towards the porn in my own mind, feel totally worthless and ashamed of my body because of the comparisons I make, and I also can't help thinking that if my husband can get into porn like this, he could also be cheating on me. He goes away on business trips a few times a year. I thought we shared certain values when we got married. I was my husband's first and only girlfriend, but I feel like it's all starting to slip away now. Are my expectations for my marriage and my husband too high? Do I need to get over my moral standards and insecurities and let him do as he likes? How can I get out of the funk I am in, besides the obvious, lose the weight? I am past 40 now and weight has been an issue since I was 5. I don't even go to the doctor anymore because I'm sick of being told off about my weight. It's been killing my spirit for years, but I seem powerless to do anything about it. I also wonder how different things would really be for me if I was thinner. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. You are an intelligent and able person but seem to find it hard to think about the sources of your own predicament. It sounds as if, although you have a tendency to being overweight, it is very much tied up with emotional difficulties rather than it being simply a physical condition. You do not say much about your childhood, but it sounds as if there were hidden currents under the surface in your family, a lack of honesty and a certain amount of secrecy and hypocrisy around things sexual. Children often sense things that are not out in the open, and it could be that you not only lacked confidence in yourself but also in those around you. I can understand how demoralizing it was to find that the partner you trust is seeking sexual satisfaction elsewhere and to become disillusioned about your father's supposed morality. People bring into relationships all aspects of themselves, both good and bad, and it is up to you to choose, by your own standards, what you will accept. However, you need to work out your own position and not put up with things because you feel bad about yourself. I think it would be a good idea for you to find a professional helper who you could trust, to enable you understand your insecurity and build your self-confidence. Only you can ultimately change things for yourself, but there are people who can help you take responsibility for your life. It is a tough road to choose to face your threatening feelings, but you need to find self-esteem that is not reliant on the feedback of those around you. I know that it is not easy to find the right person to help you when living in a foreign country, but if you cannot find face-to-face help, apart from therapists on this site, they are also therapists on the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy website directory who offer counselling by phone or on Skype. It won't be easy or a quick fix, but if you are prepared to work at it, I am sure you can find a happier way of being. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. Given all that you have just poured out, I am very glad that you have finally decided to seek some help. As you realize for yourself, however, all the various problems you have written about seem to revolve around the issue of your weight. I'm sorry to hear that the gastric band not only seems to be making your life more difficult, but hasn't achieved the desired effect anyway, and I wonder if it might be worth looking at the various sites which give advice on the after effects of this operation. They nearly all seem to indicate that patients still need to eat correctly, exercise, etc., which of course we all know is sensible, but not always achievable if you are suffering from low self-esteem in the first place. As you have already identified, the underlying low self-esteem has really shaken your confidence in yourself, even though it seems to me that you have achieved a huge success in working for a large French company, not easy at the best of times, but they must value you particularly at the moment when many others are losing their jobs. Although I note that you somehow think that if you were thinner you might be taken more seriously, it does point again to you putting a lot of value on looks and shape, so I wonder what message you got from your early years that put those ideas in your head? I know that all the media promote the ideal way for a woman to look, but if you look around, how many of your friends slash acquaintances slash colleagues can really live up to that ideal? However, I do realize that the main issue is how you feel about yourself, particularly as it seems to be impacting on your marriage and your sexual relationship with your husband. It sounds as though you could both benefit from some couple counseling, as many men resort to pornography for a variety of reasons, and it might be helpful if you could both go back and explore how you felt when you first got together and remember what it was that attracted you to each other. A couples counselor might be able to help you both express genuine feelings that often get hidden when you both working hard in those first years of marriage. If for some reason you aren't able to express your emotional and sexual needs early on, then often it just gets more difficult to be honest with each other. A trained counselor would be able to help you both explore what you really want out of life, and help you look at ways in which you could both get some pleasure instead of the stress and mistrust you are experiencing at the moment. I know that it is often hard to find the professional help you need in a foreign country, even if bilingual there can be cultural differences, but I'll put some helpful websites at the end which you may find useful or refer you back to here to see if there is anyone suitable in your area for face-to-face counseling. At least you have decided to try and seek help now, which is often the most difficult part, and I do hope that you will be able to continue down this path to getting yourself onto a healthier level both emotionally and psychologically speaking. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. It sounds like you are having a very difficult time. There seems to be a paradox at play here, where appearances are belied by what is behind them. I am struck by your emphasis on your appearance and the importance that you attribute to it, and I wonder if appearance is something that was very important in your family. You write that the family appeared to be very immoral, and yet behind that facade, your father had been having affairs for all those years. It can be very confusing to know what you think and feel when there are contradictory messages being conveyed in the family. From what you write, you come across as a competent and intelligent woman. However, it would seem that it is difficult for you to have a sense of who and what you are because of the importance that you attribute to your appearance. Of course, weight is not a negligible factor, but, from what you write, your weight problem would seem to indicate that there are deeper difficulties underlying the weight issue. You mentioned that you experienced feelings of low self-esteem even when you were thin. This would seem to indicate that these feelings are not just to do with your weight. I wonder what it is that is making you attribute all your problems to your weight. You mentioned that your family was puritanical, and I wondered to what extent you were not able to express yourself. This, together with the ambience in the family, may have contributed to your lack of confidence and to the way you feel about yourself today. Children are often very sensitive to the emotional nuances in the family, and it may be that you somehow sensed that all was not as it appeared to be in your family. This may be something of which you were not consciously aware at the time, but that may have, nevertheless, affected you. The fact that weight was an issue for you from the time you were 5 years old would also seem to suggest that the difficulties you are now experiencing have to do with the past as well as the present. The faking that you mentioned may be also be something to do with your feeling that all was not right in the family when you were growing up. Things were not as they appeared to be, and this may have made it very difficult for you to decipher what was true and what was not true. I would suggest that going to see a counselor or therapist may help you understand and address the issues that are contributing to the difficulties that you are experiencing.